Luke chapter 14, beginning at the 12th verse. Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." In Jesus' name, beloved of God. For some reason, this year seems shorter than some others. But we always know that the end of the year is approaching when the spring banquet is held. Usually, banquets celebrate something. The Pharisee whose banquet Jesus attended was just trying to find fault with him. But usually, banquets celebrate something. Everything from marriages to athletic awards to visiting royalty to a good cause which needs funding. The ILC banquet, coming at the end of the school year, affords a special opportunity to celebrate the blessings which God has showered upon us in the school year now closing. The most obvious blessings at a banquet are the food, the friends, and the favor of God. Has there been a day in the past year when you had to go without food? It's literally true, isn't it? Our daily bread. We stop eating, sometimes it seems, just long enough to sleep, and then we break fast quickly in the morning. So abundantly has our Heavenly Father supplied us that we have, in the realm of just nutritional food, we have our likes and our dislikes, and we can afford to because we have so much to choose from. And then when we want to thank Him for satisfying the desire of every living thing, what do? We eat royally, just like Thanksgiving. And that is as it should be. After all, do you show your appreciation for your home by running away? Of course not. Nor do we show our appreciation for our daily bread by turning our filled dinner plates over on the table. But as vital as fuel is to our bodies, even more precious are the friends that He has brought to our side here at Emmanuel. There have been friends who have been companions in sunshine and the rain, yes, even the snow, dividing the sorrow and doubling the joy. They've supported us when we were injured, and yes, were we too weak to use them as crutches, they would even carry us. The fact that we do not have to sit alone at a table piled with food is certainly a great blessing. To have a true friend, someone who has your best interest at heart, is a gift worth celebrating. But at the banquet tomorrow, you will also be sitting among friends with whom you share a common interest, the favor of God. In Latin, it's favor Dei, and is most often translated, the grace of God. To have our friends share with us the word of our Creator in the days of our youth is worth a banquet every week. For it is none other than the Creator who has caused us to lie down in the green pastures of His life-giving word of forgiveness and peace. As a matter of fact, all this has been yours this whole year, even if you do not happen to be sitting at a banquet table tomorrow. But Luke 14 poses one more question. for you today? Whom are you inviting to the banquet? No, I don't mean your date or escort. I'm not even talking about Jesus, who is Lord of heaven and earth and who promises to be with you always. At the Pharisees' banquet, Jesus told his host, when you make a banquet, don't invite those who might repay you. Invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, those who cannot repay you. And ever since the first ILC banquet was held in the basement of the church on Spring Street in Mankato, it has been prepared for those who are graduating from one of the departments of our school. In fact, back in those days, the invitation was not for the graduates to purchase tickets, but simply to come. It was truly given to them. And they are also the ones who will not be returning to that department again in order to repay their mates with a banquet in turn. Even all those who work to provide the after-banquet party do not do it for you to come back and give a party for them. No, if someday you happen to be among those who set up the after-banquet party, it will be for other students, not for the parents and friends who give this to you tomorrow. And when you make a banquet or an after-banquet party and invite those who will not be able to do the same for you, then you are walking in the footsteps of your Heavenly Father. When you were dead in trespasses and sins, He called you to life in His Son. And also in this life, because of our sinful flesh, even the good things that we do show signs of pride rot. And so we limp along, daily saying, "Forgive us our trespasses." Crippled, poor, lame, and blind. But He takes us in His arms and carries us into His banquet hall to dwell in His house forever. Stanza 2 of Hymn 609. Stanza 2, Hymn 609.